What do you consider your primary bank account? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. Is it your checking account? A money market account? Your retirement savings account? Well, how about your heavenly account? When we give to the work of the Lord, we're investing in eternity, a kingdom without end. Souls are saved, resources provided, ministries supported, and God is glorified. In The Treasure Principle, author Randy Alcorn says, "We take care of our needs, and why shouldn't the rest go toward treasure in heaven?" I know this may be a new concept for some of you. You're probably thinking, "I'm barely getting by with what I have now." Well, let me encourage you to simply track your income and expenses. That's the money you bring in and the money that goes out. Account for every single penny. Write down your non-variable cost, things that are the same every month, like rent or mortgage. Then estimate your variable costs, like groceries, utilities, and entertainment. Subtract your expenses from your income and see where you can adjust those variable costs. Those are the areas that vary according to what you choose to buy. Can you reduce spending? Now, granted, you'll have to make sacrifices. Moving, driving cheaper cars, negotiating insurance rates can all make a significant dent in your budget and provide extra dollars for saving and giving. One day, God will call us all home. Houses, boats, cars, and designer shoes don't have any eternal value. It's what you give in His name and how well you steward what He provides. So get an eternal perspective and prioritize your heavenly account. If credit card debt limits your ability to get ahead, I recommend Christian credit counselors. For more information, call the Crown Helpline, 800-722-1976, or visit online at crown.org/CCC.